You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, first from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we find. We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go.
Oh my God.
Hey. Zell. Hey, young Zell, if you listening, we're going to need a longer intro, bro.
Yeah, remix is needed. We're going really, to need, really now.
We're going to need a show intro with two verses.
We're going to need a skit. Put a skit on there.
Two verses and maybe a hook. And if you want to film a music video in the process, that maybe the next Mini Mansion joint, go on and do that because this
things are changed.
This little changeover is taxing. Ooh. My heart should not be beating this fast.
Did you get the laptop up?
I got it here. So okay. I've started. Okay. So what I've started to do, I always, before coming in for the handoff, will put my glasses on and put my headphones in, come in, be ready. After what happened the other day, it was, okay, headphones, glasses, take the laptop out of the bag. So if nothing else,
yeah,
I've got the laptop in front of me when we start, because we might start at 12:18. We might start at 12:25. We might start at 12:05.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to have something in front of us to cook with.
Right.
Got to have some ingredients for the recipe here.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it's man, this is NASCAR here with the insiders and D-Lo and KC. We welcome you in here to the last day of July. Wow, man. Thursday, July 31st edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside,
what are you doing with him?
Who's going to ride with him, man? That's what we do. That is what we do.
I watched more of Unreal last night.
It's
pretty good.
I got to episode 4 this morning.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, no, it's.
I think I'm on 4 too. That's Charlotte's, right?
That's 3. That's 3, I think. I'm on the Hills one. I haven't finished the Hills one.
Okay. So
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
So I said to you yesterday, I see why you stay up late as yeah. you do to watch television. But we had a moment yesterday where. The girls all went out with their older sister.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was out of the house. So we ate dinner. We're just kind of chilling, watching, like, you know, mindless TV, like Black-ish is on or something.
Mm-hmm.
Said, hey, can I interest you in a reality TV show? And, you know, like Katie's bag is reality television.
Yeah.
She goes, go on. I said, well, it centers on professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. And she goes, okay, like, yeah, I'm in. So we watched the first episode and we're watching it and she's into it. Like she's asking questions, like she knows wrestling, like she knows who Hunter is. She says her like grandma loved Triple H and all this. So she gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, wow, I didn't know they did this. I didn't know that. I had never seen a referee talk back to someone when they were like, hey, I don't remember who it was. Is Jacob okay? Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah, yeah, he's good. He's selling. Mm. I've never seen that before. And so anyways, we're watching it. And I get the alert, the garage door. Okay, the girls are back. So we hit pause and everyone kind of comes in and gets settled and everyone's all hype. And the four-year-old comes over. Morgan comes over. And Morgan has been glued to my side for weeks now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm her guy.
Yeah.
And so she crawls up and it's kind of settled down and it's like, well, hit play. So we start watching it. You remember the first episode? Yeah. You remember the first episode? Rhea was one of the central focuses of the first episode.
Yeah.
So Katie had gotten them this, I don't know, this little squishy slime thing that they play with or whatever. So she's doing that. And I catch her look up at the TV and she sees Rhea and stops.
Mm.
And for the next 8 to 10 minutes, she is fixated on Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this like, this could be it. I may not have a boy, but this could be it. So we watch. So the episode one culminates with like Rhea finishing that feud with Liv Morgan, and then it closes out with Punk and Rollins at the January 6th Netflix show, and she's locked into it. She's even watching Punk and Seth. And so after the trailer for the season runs, do you know what this beautiful baby did?
Uh-oh.
She turned around and started beating up her mom.
It's a fan right there.
And Katie goes, okay, but remember, we're just pretending. And she goes, yeah. So she goes, pshew, 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 pshew. I'm like, this is it. God, you did it. I got it. I'm back.
Yeah,
I'm back, baby. I'm back. WWE got me. I'm back.
It's always the kids.
Yeah,
the
man.
Kids always bring it back. I don't. It's not something.
Point is, that show is good.
That detailed, but Ryan stops and watches. I don't know if she knows what she's watching, but it'll be on in the high chair. She'll watch her little. We call it pink. It's the iPad, but. Every time wrestling comes on, she'll just look up and watch. She won't reenact anything, but she'll just watch. I'm like, oh, okay, so that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
You know who hated it? Jackson.
Oh.
My godson. Now, mind you, my godson now he's 6'4". He's a grown-ass man.
He's ready to be in WWE.
Yeah, he's 22
point.
Years old. He, like, I mean, it would make him cry. Like, did not want to watch people fight. Like, he would run. He would cover his eyes. Like, me and Io would be watching. He was like, he would not. Mom! Oh. He did not want to watch it at all. Then, as he got older, the network comes out. And so now him and Chris Verlata are the ones. I don't know if he still watches it today, but there was a stretch where I think he probably saw everything that was on the network.
Yeah. So it's funny you say that because that's how Reese was. That happened a lot during COVID. And now he don't really be tripping off it. Like, he'll watch it if it's on and I'm around, but he's not going out of his way to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're watching the second episode. And he got tapped into this. He was like, oh, I'll sit down and watch this. This is cool. And it's John Cena. And he said something earlier about like how he likes Cena, and he's like, "Yeah, I like Cena. That's probably like my goat. Like I like. Well, he's not Roman, but that's my goat. Like I like Cena." And then later on, he goes, "Cena did something nice," and he goes, "I like Cena too because he's a good guy. He's a good guy." I was like, "What'd you say?" And he goes, "Cause he's a good guy." I said, "You don't know what happened, huh?" He goes, wait, what you mean? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it because I know they're going to. Because, yeah, I think
episode four, because that was the one I wanted to see. She was with me. I didn't know how this was structured. I didn't even look. I just hit
same
play.
Yeah.
But Katie was with me when Cena turned. Mm. So we're texting, and I think we were going somewhere that night. But she was upstairs. I said, hey, can you come downstairs? Something's going to happen. I don't know what, but something is going to happen. And so she sat there and watched that with me. And so we wanted to watch how the 2-minute trailer that they dropped on that episode worked.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I need to see how they lay this out.
Yeah.
Like, cause the way Hunter talked about, you know, the order in which he called people and did this whole thing. It's like, okay, you hooked me with this.
They do a really good job with that show though. A Charlotte episode. I didn't know Charlotte ripped up her knee like that. She Brandon Ayuk'd her knee. I said, Jesus.
The only thing I don't like, I guess, or it's kind of like, not even don't like, it's just kind of weird, I guess, is some of it's a work, some of it's a shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was going to say my first impressions of the first episode is Cena's working.
It seems like he's always working.
Yeah, it feels like Cena he'll crack the door open, but he ain't gonna open it like all the way up right. for you.
And like Jay was probably more like just more real Cena and those
the
guys.
The son
like,
and the brothers.
Punk, I feel like Punk was just different back and forth between work and shoot.
Yeah.
You know what?
Oh.
Punk? Finally. Oh. Yeah, finally. Go ahead.
Hold up. Hey. I know what's coming. Hey.
Shout out to CM Punk. He comes off really good on that show. And I see him in a light that maybe I haven't seen him before.
You know what I love is, and I haven't seen the episode. I actually saw the clip this morning where I assume it's before the main event at WrestleMania. And he has tears in his eyes. Like he's sobbing backstage. The match hasn't happened yet. So he's going through the emotions of main eventing night one of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And Hunter grabs him and hugs him, and he says, you've always been a main event guy. And Punk looks him dead in his face and goes, oh, I know. He's like, I know. But it means a lot to hear you say that and see me that way.
Yeah.
And so they had their moment, and they tell the story of those guys' history in episode one, and I'm sure it's continued to be told throughout the series. But they've done a good job. I don't think I realize this. That's Omaha Productions?
Yeah, yeah, because Peyton.
First name he's on Peyton. Yeah. Peyton's.
Yeah. I know Adam Schefter did a little PR tweet for it.
He did.
Okay, yeah, because I was reading about Omaha this morning, actually, for Corners of the Culture. They're doing a hip-hop thing
with
Rock the Bells.
Yeah.
We're just getting started, man. We'll come back. We'll dive in. I mean, you know, Kyle was right. There's no real news of the day as it pertains to the Sacramento Kings, but I still think there are some questions to be asked. So we'll talk Kings. We'll talk NBA, we'll talk football. Unless Mark Spears says something that gets our attention, that's the plan today. Stilo and KC, we're just getting started. We're thrilled that you're here with us on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a great question on the screen. What direction are the Pelicans headed this upcoming season?
The lottery.
My guess is down. My guess is south.
Whatever the direction of the top five picks are, that's where they're headed to. They were the one to, and I know we haven't, we haven't talked about this. We've been planning to, but we haven't. Mm-hmm. But I think they were the one team that got an F for those offseason grades. I think they were the only team that got an F.
Well,
ESPN did.
Well, anytime you're negotiating a deal with someone and they go, "Are you sure?" or whatever that line was, you said a first round pick? Unprotected?
Yeah. Okay. You trade for Jordan Poole, then you draft Jeremiah Fields.
Yeah.
Once again, I like both players, but that doesn't make much sense. So, New Orleans. There was also, we didn't talk about this, I think, because you were gone, and I don't think we got around. Maybe we did get around to it. But the whole notion of NBA expansion,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah,
relax.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as close as everybody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then your boy, Bill Simmons, put out there that he's hearing maybe instead of expansion right now, there's some murmurs of relocation.
Mm-hmm.
And New Orleans being one of them.
Yeah.
To Seattle. I think
Seattle first?
Yeah.
Does relocation make more sense if you're trying to do NBA Europe? I saw something this morning. I'll go find it again, but they're going to talk to Real Madrid about potentially.
We're going
to
talk about this LeBron Maverick thing.
Well, that's part of the EuroLeague or whatever.
Well, I think
no, this is different.
They're trying to do their own.
I mean, their own EuroLeague, I mean.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah,
Rob
Perez has been tweeting about that kind of to his own little thing, not leaking too much about it, but he's been on top of that as well.
Is this a step in terms of owning a team in the NBA? Is this a step up for LeBron or a step down?
I would say a step down.
That was my first thought too.
Yeah, especially it feels UFL-ish.
This feels I was gonna say this feels very Dwayne in the XFL.
Yeah.
Or Vince in the XFL or anybody in the XFL.
What it sounds like on the outside looking in is, and this coincides with some of the reports that happened last week, was this expansion ain't happening no time soon.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to get into some type of invest in some ownership, look elsewhere. Like it's not.
But that's I'm completely with you. We talked a little bit about this when you were away. I think it's depending on your perspective. We all thought, I guess we thought business was booming. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's not, it's certainly not fluttering, but maybe it's not booming like we thought. Steph Curry lost $5 million. You know, the players lost, $500 million or something like that in that trust or in that escrow account. And then you had the weird cap thing where the cap, in fact, didn't go up 10%. It went up 7%. Mm-hmm. And Adam said the league is taking steps to explore the opportunity for expansion. I don't think that's what people were expecting. Mm-hmm. I think people were expecting, all right, bitches, we're realigning conferences and we're moving. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't quite, oh, man, expansion isn't happening. It's not close. But it wasn't, oh, expansion is here. Mm-hmm. Vegas, get ready. It was probably somewhere in between, but because so many of us were with the TV deal being done, and that even exceeded Adam Silver had huge expectations for that TV situation, and he exceeded them by a lot. And so it just felt like really a foregone conclusion that this was going to happen. And Adam was like, nah, hold on.
Well, Adam even used the word, like we say, somewhere in the middle. Adam was like, yeah, it's kind of like day one of this.
Mm.
And everybody thought we were fourth and goal at the one. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yes.
Well, you know what he couldn't say? God damn,
God
in Los Angeles won't retire yet, and I can't give him his basketball team. Like,
well,
I'm not allowed to say that, but I'm trying to give the man a basketball team.
So doing a little research on, like, what happened, potentially what happened, what you said is correct. And I also think, like, we didn't really pay attention, or we kind of brushed it off, like, as NBA fans and viewers, about this Europe thing. Like, Adam Silver's been talking about Europe for a year.
Yeah.
And I remember the Hall of Famer, Mark Spears, when everybody was saying, like, expansion to Seattle and Vegas, he's like, I'd put Mexico City in there as well. Like, like he's – Adam has always thought about
global.
Global and different countries. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of pass it off. But
– I think his predecessor started that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was David's big thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we learned it from. But one of the things that I kind of learned during researching about this expansion thing is, how do I put it? I'm not going to say that he has the same power as this guy that I'm comparing him to. But it sounds like James Dolan is a little Jerry Jones's, where it doesn't seem like they follow everything he says, like the NFL owners do with Jerry Jones. But James Dolan, like, if anything, he's an antagonist to whatever Adam Silver is trying to do. So if Adam Silver was trying to expand, James Dolan would be the one to be like, not so fast. And he'd find a reason not to expand. And there are owners who would follow James Dolan. And one of the things this time is apparently, like, even with that TV deal.
Yeah, didn't James get mad about something about that?
Well,
he sent out a letter. I just can't remember if it was the TV deal.
I remember what he did, too, and I can't remember what it was for either. I can't. You're right. He did. About a year ago, he sent out a letter about something. But with the TV deal, we're like, hey, they got the TV deal, business booming, we cooking now. And James and others are like, yeah, we're making good money. I don't know if we want to split that up, another two teams.
It was the media deal and the revenue sharing plan.
Right. He's like, I don't know if we're at 30. We're dividing it 30 ways right now. I don't know if we want to divide it 32 ways.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the next deal.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, we've been waiting for this one. Why we want to give up more money?
But, sweetie, that feels short-sighted. There's an expansion fee. Like, these teams don't get added for free.
So that was the other thing of, can they – and it seems like it would be relatively easy, but maybe not the way I heard people talking about it. They were trying to say, can they make the expansion fee high enough to offset what they would have to divvy up in the TV deal?
Mm-hmm.
And then the problem with that is, if they make it too high, like, some people are like, all right, man, like, do I want to be in this league for $11 billion or something like that? Like, I still got to build an arena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it gets to a point where even the richest people are like, I don't even know if this is worth my while. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I feel the way it was talked about, like, about a week ago, it's like, yeah, this expansion is nowhere near close to happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely.
They got
definitely an interesting turn after everything we talked about.
My bad. They got another team they got to figure out. Portland's got it still.
Well, not only does.
They've got to figure out what, so that'll be like the basis of the expansion almost.
So that's the other thing from that Adam Silver press conference, the same one where he's talking about the media and the sale and all of that. What was do you remember the other thing he said about Portland?
He said they don't have the right arena.
They don't have the right arena.
And they're going to have to figure that out.
This was the same day they announced the Portland Fire. Do with that whatever you want. The same exact day. One got nothing to do with the other, but the commissioner of the NBA says, yeah, that's not an NBA arena. All right.
And then I don't think he said what I'm about to say, but I think the implications were there. It's like, well, if you don't get that taken care of, and we're talking about relocation, I don't know, maybe that's who goes to Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be a travesty. That would almost be more of a travesty than Seattle losing. Portland is, nah, you can't lose Portland. And I think people always do, except for Seattle. They always find a way to get the deal done to make sure the team stays and get the arena. I think Portland will, but like you said, he's already putting that out there. Like, yeah, this isn't they got to figure that out.
New Orleans is the most interesting one because they're not a – like, Portland is a – I mean, whether this has an effect on any of these conversations is I don't know. But Portland's a heritage franchise.
I agree. Yeah.
New Orleans is not.
No.
With all due respect, like, New Orleans is not. New Orleans felt like a hey, guys, thanks for your help. That's what New Orleans felt like. Yeah. So,
would you want to? I know
that
would you want to leave New Orleans if you were the NBA though? Because then you've got a gap in the South from, I don't know what the easternmost city is, but let's just say it's Houston to Atlanta, and then you go as far north as Memphis. That's a pretty sizable gap.
Can I make a guess on behalf of the players? I don't think they would.
Mm.
Now, I don't know that I could speak for the Pelicans, but I don't know how many players go, oh I don't want to go to New Orleans. Yeah. Like, in terms of, I'm talking about Malik Monk and, right, and you know, Neek and the guys on the Sacramento Kings. Like, nah, that New Orleans trip going to be up.
Right, right.
I don't know that you give up on a city like New Orleans, yeah, but like I also don't know the dollar figures behind all of it. Like, sometimes we look at cities and go, oh hell, the movie theater city, universally, one, it's whether we like it or not, Sacramento's one of them, but the number one is Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
That market is going nowhere. Right. Your NBA champions are the number one movie theater city in the NBA. New Orleans ain't that.
No. Nah.
But then if you weigh New Orleans versus Seattle, I don't know. Like, I'm a big fan of Seattle. Mm. But if the other one's Vegas.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait a minute. What are we doing? So I don't know. I don't know. Right now, if I picked one, I'd just be like, wait it out.
That's what I would do too.
Yeah, don't move anybody. Just wait it out.
I'd wait that out. Kind of related, but not related. This will never happen, but it's just kind of fun, right? So did you see a couple weeks, I think it was the week I was gone, or maybe the week before, that, forgive me for not remembering the name, but one of the tribes bought Macy's downtown.
Okay. Yeah.
One of the tribes bought Macy's downtown. They also, it's the same tribe that owns the big hole in the ground at the front of downtown, right? So a lot of people started speculating, hey, they own that area where there's a hole in the ground and they want to build something there. And then they're going to, you know, it's been long reported building a hotel on the Macy's site.
Mm-hmm.
And they could just create a bridge between both. And then people were like, what if they put a casino right there?
Mm.
Could you imagine NBA teams coming into Sacramento, staying at the Sawyer, and then just steps away going to a casino?
No.
Marcus Morris all over the place.
Boy, there'd be car dealerships on guard.
I don't even think you can get the jurisdiction to put a casino downtown, but that was just like what people were kind of talking about.
If you're going
to
do it, though, do it right. You got to build like the whole, you got to build the whole resort.
Yes.
You got to put the Kenny stores in there with the Louis Vuitton store, the Cartier store.
The Mark Jones
store. All of those irresponsible, I just won some money stores. Yeah, put them joints right there. Connect, and you know what you do? That underground tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Connect it to the casino. The big dogs at the Golden One Center, the big dogs at the Sawyer, ain't even got to go outside.
They ain't
talk
even
about a bridge.
See.
Sweetie, there ain't no bridge. Just underneath.
They ain't even got to see you.
Do one of them airport joints where the ground is moving, the little walkway thing.
Yeah. The tram joint?
Yeah, just the like the treadmill thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just get on that.
That's what I meant, yeah.
The train. Just get on that. No, you ain't even got to walk. Don't worry, LeBron. Don't walk. It'll take you there.
Don't walk.
It'll take you there.
Man, hey, a casino resort in Doko would be crazy. That would be crazy.
People wonder, man, we couldn't get a sports gambling thing passed. There ain't no way we're getting that.
Yeah, but I thought about that when you said the players want to go. Players probably want to come to Sacramento on that point, get a couple of, get their per diem money.
Yeah, players would absolutely want to come to Sacramento if that was the case. It was funny. We were flying in the other day, kind of like spaced out on the, you know, little tired, and look out the window. Like, oh, God. Cowtown. There it is. Like, this is literally why they call us a cowtown. Like, I'm looking at it right here.
Yeah.
Can't quite see Natomas yet, Council. Or you're on the outskirts of Natomas. Downtown's out of the proof. It's like,
ain't nothing around here.
This is why they say bad things about us.
Ain't nothing around here.
Look like a UFO about to drop and make a circle or something.
I never really get to see that because I never get the window seat. Between my mom.
Well, I didn't have the window seat.
And my kids. They'd be having me in the aisle. I'd be like, bruh.
Well, I like the aisle.
I want the window seat, but I never get
Thankfully, it. We was on a small plane, so it was like
private
two,
jet.
It was
private jet. Jesse. Stop. Oh, Jesse missed it. Nah, did you hear what he said?
I said I was on a small. I was on the
he said he was on a small plane, bro. Come on. What does that say to you?
What do you mean by a small
plane? I said I was on a Delta 2-2.
No, you didn't say nothing about
LAX
Delta, bro.
No. To Sacramento.
You didn't say nothing about Delta. You said I was on a small plane.
Are there regular people on this plane?
Probably not. No, that's what a private jet is. We all heard it, bro. Stop,
was it more
stop.
Than 20 people on the plane?
Yes.
Was it more than 50?
The workers.
Well, I don't
know. Yeah, the workers don't count. Yeah.
Okay. This is stupid.
Oh, so it was less.
See what I'm saying? How many seats were on the plane?
I don't know.
Did they recline? Was there somewhere to lay out and sleep?
No, it was a small plane.
Did you get champagne?
No. Mm-hmm. Will you stop?
Could you have gotten champagne? That means
I could have paid for it, I'm sure. It's always jarring flying back into Sacramento going, oh, this is why they talk bad about us. You cannot see anything when you're flying.
For a long
in.
Time, yeah.
Oh, man, stuff, just cornfields.
That's not our fault, though.
Did you see
That's
the,
not our fault. That's not Sacramento's fault.
Did you see the ring cam of the alien?
The what?
The alien walking by the business?
No.
Y'all didn't see that?
Twitter, no. What we're doing right now.
No, this is okay, it is silly, but it's funny. Because like sites are posting it like, "Nah, so and so claims an alien was captured on their ring camera." And like you look at the video and you go, "Well, all right. There's no way that's like what was the alien just out for a stroll?"
Wait a minute. This little thing that looks like Independence Day?
Yes.
Come on, man.
But look.
Come on, man.
Look at all the sites that are posting that. Like, man, come on.
That, all right, man. Now, see, I believe in aliens. I don't believe in that one right there. This thing, this Twitter search is a rabbit hole, though. Alien walking by business. We never got an answer to what happened that time in Miami, huh?
Remember when kind of went about their business, I guess.
What was the Miami one?
Remember when
it was at the mall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that when all of the like police or something?
Yeah, just this little joint right here.
Oh my God.
When all that was going on. And no, just kept it moving. Come on, man. Okay, so I didn't see the video. Let me see this. Hey, come on, man.
Terrified people. Oh, that's right, I forgot. It's in Compton. I forgot about that part. This is in Compton.
I mean, what do we think that is? Is that someone in a costume playing
a
prank?
That's a costume. That's a costume.
That's someone in Compton.
That's a costume. And you know, I'm a big believer in aliens. That's a costume.
Why? So we're all in agreement that aliens are, they exist.
100%.
Yeah, rumors been low-key heating up. We might be getting a visit.
What? Why haven't we, like, seen one yet? Like, really seen one?
I feel like it's been acknowledged. Like, we haven't seen one, but it's like, I don't know. Like,
I also think they're just unbelievably way, way more smarter than us. So if they don't want to be seen, they want to, like, kind of move a certain way. They have all the intelligence to be able to do it. And much like Men in Black, they might be in human form. In human bodies.
Crazy. Can you imagine we find one and then we just start speculating? Could you imagine if Donald Trump was president when we found out like a regular looking person was a outer space?
Come back in 4 years.
That man would be grabbing people off the street going, no, that person's an alien. They're an alien and we're throwing them in this brand new alien camp that we just created.
Do you guys know when the best time, allegedly, to see UFOs is?
No. I don't. Never came across that.
Nope.
Middle of the day. What is it? They said that's when you see them. Because nobody like looking up in the sky and stuff. They said the middle of the day. I haven't seen
them. Oh, I remember we watched this video of the Brazilian island, too, with the alien creatures on top of the hill.
Wait, what? We did?
Yeah, we watched this one. Search alien walks in Twitter and you'll see you'll see it. You'll recognize it immediately.
Let's see.
Yeah, you'll recognize it immediately.
Was this on the mountain or something?
Yes.
We can add this to our summer series, like D'Lo and Casey take to Everglades. D'Lo and Casey take Great America. D'Lo and Casey go UFO hunting.
We go to Area 51.
Area 51,
What the hell is this? Remember when they were going to storm Area...
There's a documentary about
this. Yeah, they did it wrong. Did they go to what happened? Did they go to the wrong place?
I don't remember what happened, but there's a Netflix documentary that just came out about it, I'm pretty sure. Recently.
Like, has anyone processed that? Storming Area 51 failed. The U.S. government was breached, but you couldn't get into Area 51? What the hell is behind those doors?
Man,
you literally broke into the house of the United States government.
Bro.
But could not get into Area 51.
And that's where the real things are.
I hope nobody was hurt. But my guess, if they really tried that and we didn't like really hear what happened, somebody let them be known, do not do this.
Mm.
I don't know how they let it be known. I don't know what they had to. I'm telling you, don't do this.
It's going to go bad.
Yes. And then they listened.
Also, you're in Roswell, New Mexico. No one's ever going to see you again.
Nah, they're not going to find you
either. Yeah, no one will ever see you again. Your families will wonder what happened. Your kids will wonder what happened. You're never going to be seen again.
That also reminds me, going back to the casinos, did you see it's Marcus Morris, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Marcus, did you see his comment?
Oh, yeah. Why don't we handle this the mob way?
Bro, are you for real? That's how you want to handle it? Have you watched Casino? Do you watch how these things go down?
Poor Marcus just meant, let's not go to the authorities about this.
What are you talking about? We can handle it like mob.
They're going to bury you alive. What are you talking about?
Marcus, they're going to hit your kneecaps.
Did you not see what they did to Joe Pesci?
They're going to break your fingers, break your kneecap, and it depends on the day if we see you again. How they feel that day. No.
What was the movie where they beat up Joe Pesci and buried it? Because that wasn't that Casino. Was that good? It wasn't.
I saw that clip the other day where they were in the cornfield or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was that? I saw that clip. Yeah, they hit him with a baseball bat.
I think it was Casino. It was Casino because Goodfellas, they shot him. That's when he walked into the house.
He thought he was going to be
and
a major.
And De Niro was upset. Yeah, Casino was the one where they.
Casino, they did. That was the second time they beat it. They handled it mob ways. Because they got Pesci, but then they get somebody in the back and they broke his fingers?
Yeah.
That's how Marcus works.
Yeah, Marcus is like, hey, just break my fingers next time. Well, you don't have to handle things the mob way over at Baker Family Wines. So before the aliens get us all, head to West Sacramento and check out our man, the Hall of Famer, Dusty Baker, the Skip. For the Nicaraguan national team.
Yes.
That man just can't stay off the baseball diamond, and he just can't stop making amazing wines, and that's what he's doing here in West Sacramento. You heard that right. Not Lodi, not Amador County, and not Napa. Some of the finest wines you will ever try are being made right here in Sacramento. Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com right now. Learn more about what Dusty Baker has been doing, creating these spectacular, handcrafted small lot wines. You could join Dusty's Clubhouse for exclusive releases and tasting room specials. We got a dozen or so bottles behind us, whether white is your bag, whether red is your bag, or whether this special edition Hammer and Hank 755 Cabernet.
Well, we got 11 bottles now.
Well, yep. We got 11.
It was my birthday.
Someone had to open one for his birthday.
What do you want me to do?
Well, at least you didn't take this one because we only got one of these bad boys.
I didn't mess with that joint.
The 755 available over there at Baker Family Wines. Again, head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. And we'll come back more on Roswell, New Mexico and Area 51 when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.